Episode 1024, How to Reclaim Your Clarity.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are just smiling big because you know what? You're looking mighty fine. You are so beautiful. Today is Mindset Monday, and we are going to talk about how to reclaim your clarity. Are you a little confused? Well, you'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, every day is a new day. And when riding the roller coaster called life, learning how to reclaim your clarity, boost your impact in the world. Now, this may seem out of bounds for some. I don't touch the world, but you do. Each decision, each change requires growth, and growth stretches your influence. With growth, though, our direction begins to shift. What we once knew as normal is now making us very uneasy. We can't put our words to it. We can't describe it or define it. When we feel the need to gain clarity, we know change is near. It's approaching, and with change comes transformation, something new. And then with transformation, it means what? Impact. Impact. You were created on purpose for a purpose, to impact. To reclaim your clarity is understanding your direction. Clarity isn't a personality trait. I mean, some of us think, oh, I don't have clarity in my life. Go back to your high school years. Did you wonder? Did you go to your guidance counselor and you're like, I really don't know what I want to be when I grow up? And she looks at you and said, neither do I. I don't get it either. Clarity isn't something that you just gain from DNA. It's not a personality trait. Clarity is found through searching, through discovering, asking questions, trying new things, opening and closing doors of opportunities. Clarity is knowing where you are right now to create your now. Think about that. Clarity is knowing where you are right now to create your now. Can clarity shift? Of course it can. Look at this podcast thing that I do here. When I first started investigating, oh yes, I was investigating how to podcast. I had no clue. I was like, is it kind of like a radio station? Do I have to get FCC license and all this jazz? I had no idea what I was getting myself into. So I would just learn one thing at a time. And then I would think, yeah, I got this. And then 2 weeks later, I would learn something else new. Now, would that nullify everything I knew 2 weeks prior? No. It just means that there's a shift, something different, a different clarity. It's okay if you feel lost when you thought you were found. Some of us are wandering right now, just kind of fumbling through life going, I thought I had it all worked out. I thought I figured out my career path. I was on it. I had 2 children. Now I'm pregnant with my 3rd. And now I'm sitting here going, I don't know what I want to do with my life. You feel lost, but you thought you were found. Life is complex. Life happens. That's why change is a constant. And if change is a constant, then clarity will continue to shift with the ebbs and flow of life. This is a little deep for Monday, isn't it? Come on, let's be real. It is. And you may be saying, this is too much for me. I got to turn it off. No, just take a deep breath. And let it all sink in for a minute. How are you running your life? Are you just kind of doing the do? Getting the stuff done, but not really understanding it? You know, this clarity that shifts in life, if you have change, that means the clarity is going to shift. Think of it as a stream. Sometimes it's clear water, other times it's murky. So how do you reclaim your clarity? What can you do to begin to feel confident where you are right now? Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Reset your focus. You got to reset your focus. When you aren't really exactly sure the direction that you're going, yeah, the focus is what? It's not there. So you got to reset it. So let's break it down what it looks like. There's three steps. They build upon each other. Now, some of these you may be able to answer immediately or figure out, and that's great. But others, you may have to chew on. You may have to take some notes or journal, or you may have to think about it for a week or two. There is no right or wrong here. What I want you to do is go through the three steps because they build upon each other. And the first one is so basic, and you're going to think, why didn't I think of that? But it's the most important. That's why it's number one. Get back to your roots, your divine roots. Get connected to God. When you are going through the motions, when you're just doing your mundane activities, just fulfilling the responsibilities, changing the diapers, putting the food on the table, paying the bills, you're just going through the motions. It's unfortunate that a lot of times we're leaving God out of the picture. And it's not that we mean to. We just don't make time for Him. And when we stray, what happens? Our direction strays. Our clarity fades. And sometimes our walk isn't like our talk. And it doesn't leave as big of a punch. So get back to your roots, your divine roots. Maybe you have been a little absent in praying. That's okay. This is not a guilty charge here. I'm guilty. It happens. But what you need to do is take action upon making the change. Take aim. Get back to your divine roots. That will begin your conversation. That's how you begin to reset your focus. Your clarity shifts. Why? Because life changes. Change is a constant. And if you were not moving forward or not moving backwards, that means you're stagnant. That means you're dead. And that's for another episode. And we don't want to have those kind of other episodes right now. We've had them. We've talked about death. But today it's all about moving forward, dealing with our life, knowing that there is a purpose. And I want to feel purposeful. I want to feel driven. I want to live out my life. But when I don't know, when I don't have the direction, which means I don't have the clarity, we got to know how to reclaim it. And that's when we reset our focus. So get back to your roots. Number two, who are you now in your strengths and weaknesses? If you were to answer that question back in high school, I guarantee looking at it now, it's going to be totally different from when you were in high school or college, or when you just got married after you just had about two children and so forth and so on. It all changes. You gain things. I used the example earlier about the podcast. There's a few techniques that I utilize in podcasting with my editing, with writing, with speaking. Some of that came back from high school and college, or even before that. Performance, being on a stage, et cetera, et cetera. It all begins to work together, but there's a lot of it that I had no idea. So I have gained some strengths along the way, not knowing until what? I'm actually in it, doing it. So take time and figure out who you are now and your strengths and weaknesses. List them. Now, I really want you to focus more on your strengths than your weaknesses. But most of us name our weaknesses faster than we can name our strengths. So that's why I include the weaknesses also. Because if you can acknowledge the weaknesses, then you can definitely pinpoint your strengths. So take your time with that. And then once when you have those two, you've connected with God again, you begin to really understand where you are currently right now with your strengths and weaknesses. Then you can move to number three. I want you to figure out three aspirational words that describe you. Describe how life means to you, where you are in your life right now. For example, mine is live, love, impact. Sound familiar? Yeah, it's a part of Create Your Now, isn't it? Because Create Your Now is a part of me. And I believe in my life, as I've gone through multiple transformations, lots of changes in my life, you know, being single to being married to being a mom and of 1, 2 to 5, it gets a little bit crazy. And I've had a lot of experiences. And for me, it's live, love, impact. And that's where I am right now. Maybe that will change as I get older. I don't know. I'm not older yet. I'm still where I'm at. But for now, those are my three words. Maybe for you, it might be compassion, gratitude, and love. There's no right or wrong here. But what I want you to do is I want you to gain these three words. Why? Why do you think I want you to do that? Because I want you to write them down. Put them on your phone. Decorate them. You know, write them down on a post-it and put it in, on your mirror. Put it in your car. But I definitely want it on your tablet or your phone. What you look at quite often. Make it your screenshot, your home screen. Change it up a little bit. It can have fall leaves right now, and then pretty soon add snowflakes to it. Because every single time you look at those three words, what do you think that they're going to do to you? They're going to inspire you. They're going to remind you that this is what you believe, where you are, the direction that you want to go. So sometimes maybe you were running into school to drop something off for the kiddos, and somebody catches you and says, oh, Maria, can you do this for me 2 weeks from now? And you say, well, let me check my calendar. I'll get right back to you. And you go in, you sit in the car going, if I don't do this right now, I'm going to forget. And you look at your calendar, and what pops up? Those three words. And you look at it and you're like, wow, it really doesn't match where I'm headed in my season right now. Maybe this isn't a good decision for me. I can't commit to this in 2 weeks. You simply send a quick little email. Thanks so much for thinking of me, but I'm going to have to decline. I look forward to serving you another time. Real easy. No guilt. You see, these aspirational words are going to help funnel your yeses, your no's. They're going to keep you what? On track, in the direction, on the right road. When you start with first your divine roots, do you think that they're going to also be reflected when you get to number three here? Those three words that you want to pick? Oh, I guarantee you they are. So walk your way through this. To reset your focus, get back to your divine roots, make note of who you are now and your strengths and your weaknesses, and then notate three aspirational words. And yes, I give you permission to have my live, love, impact. It's all right. Again, there's no right or wrong, but I want you to be you, whatever those words are. And maybe you need to find the thesaurus, dig it out. Okay, maybe not dig it out because it's probably buried in 10, 15 years worth of books somewhere. Just Google them. Find a word. Look up compassion and say synonym for compassion. Ask Siri. Talk to your neighbor. Talk to the puppy dog. But find words that what resonate with you, your heart strengths. That's how you reclaim your clarity. Maybe you want some help with this. Maybe you're trying to find your direction. Maybe things are a little too much of like you're a juggler. You've got too many things in the air and everything's about ready to fall on top of you. I have a free gift for you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. There is a free coaching call for you with me. And when you click on that link, it pops up a little form. All you do is fill that out. That form comes to me. And then we will set up a time for us to chat. Just you and me. And we can talk specifically about your situation. Whatever you need at this point in your life to create your now. Every day is a new day. Stop just going through the motions. Reclaim your clarity. Be the change and accept the resets. Be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.